Hey, babe, I gotta... Ah! Babe, hurry, grip the camera, quick! I want proof that I saw a Yeti!
Oh, very funny. It should turn you on. You love your little Yeti products.
Okay, no, we don't. I don't have that many. We're not all the same.
Oh, yo, you do. You guys are all the same. Hey, your baldness isn't the only thing that is a male pattern, buddy. Yeah, my hair doesn't just magically disappear.
You know what? You're being a little dramatic. Okay, I have to shave, too. It's not that bad.
Yeah, I see your trimmings everywhere. I shave the surface area of a football field. You'll see my trimmings anywhere.
Well, how long is this gonna take, Michelin Man?
Why don't you shut up, Muffin Man?
Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
Okay, you know what? We're gonna be late, so could you also shave off some time and let's go?
Well, I could get ready faster if I could get waxed, but no, it's too expensive.
Okay, well, you need to re-wax. Got it, you don't have to do this for me.
It's literally not even for you. Talk about a razor burn. Turn on the heat. I'm cold.
Always cold. You are a Yeti, aren't you?
Back from another weekend of shows. Thank you to everyone who came out. Great times. And it's good to be back. Katie, we were just joking. We're back. Just got back from the airport. I can hardly talk. We're worn out.
Whoa.
And Katie's coming in with some excited energy. She's excited to be around adults.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. So I'm just going to talk the whole time.
Yeah, Trey and I woke up at like 5:30 this morning. We've done two flights, no lunch yet. So Katie, going to need you to really carry us today.
I woke up and fed a baby at 4, so.
You know, I probably shouldn't have mentioned when I woke up.
But I did go back to sleep, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're back. So enjoy today's episode. Like, subscribe, go to the YouTube channel, hit us up, and we got another great episode. Enjoy. Roll music.
Here comes the theme song.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. There it is.
Correct opinion. Great weekend of shows. Speaking of shows, we're adding the last shows of the year. Hawaii.
Aloha.
Been excited for this. We're hitting Maui and Honolulu. Pre-sale on sale today. Code grow up. Go get your tickets. We'll see you. What do they call that? Down under? No.
Over under.
Yeah, over under. We're excited. Hawaii, pineapple.
I'm going to be
loose hips.
The island girl I always want to be.
Oh, island girl.
Yep.
Oh.
That's my dream. I really just want to be an island girl. Just kinda.
What does an island girl mean?
They made a song. I'm the an island girl. Yeah.
The island girl.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The island. You want to be one of the third island girl?
Third.
Oh, Derek. Can you
they,
pull
went, they went.
Yeah, show. Yeah, pull this up. Pull this up.
Do you want me to show it?
Yeah. Well, not the video, okay. But the island. You ever know
what
about
are you
the
guys
island
talking
boys? I don't know what you're talking about.
You know
about.
The island boys, right?
Oh, I know the island boys.
Well, you they just them? Started making headlines. They posted a video of them smooching.
Oh.
They're like brothers.
Twins.
Also, can we go back to the use of word smooching?
I thought it was the most appropriate. I was going to say making out. It seemed a little much.
Get this. They smooched.
They smooched. What do you want me to say, Katie?
Were they kissing? I mean,
well, that doesn't accurately describe it. It was how I okay. You want me to say they were tonguing each? They were doing a twin tonguing.
So
you want me to say?
Like, is first base kissing, second base smooching? Is
they
that
did
like
a whole
the order?
Twin tongue down. Is that what you want me to say?
It looked like Al Qaeda was behind it because there were two twin tongues and they were going down.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Is that what you want me to say?
Is that better than smooching?
All right.
Oh, like I'm trying to keep it family friendly over here.
I didn't even like think about the fact that you said smooching. I was like, oh, wow, that's
did
crazy
you,
they did
you
that.
See the...
Wait,
yeah.
I'm going to not show.
Don't show, but okay, you see the tops of their hair there, the tufts? Yeah, they smooch.
Their hair looks crazy.
No that's sexual feelings between brothers after on-camera makeout.
Yeah, they're like calling us weird. Why do y'all think it was sexual? We're just brothers. If you don't know the Island Boys are, there they are. They went viral for being insane, and it's kind of probably a sad case of their, like, we need to get relevant again. Let's.
Man, let's I can't believe out. They did that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, whatever it takes.
Well, please don't unsubscribe to the podcast, because you'll make me and Jake do some pretty horrible things.
I do not want to be the third island person with them. That is not what I'm saying.
Oh, I misunderstood.
No, we've seen it now.
Got it.
Maybe more of like a Moana type. Like that's like your island girl.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to like not brush my hair and just wear bathing suits and puka shells and
cool.
Never wear shoes.
Puka shells is fun.
Just not bathe.
Yeah.
Be homeless.
Bathe in the ocean.
That's fun. I'm excited for Hawaii.
Ask for change.
I just like find like a good bridge to sleep under and like a popular exit to ask for money. It could be awesome.
Sounds fun.
And my puka shell necklace.
She is unhinged right now.
I am also kind of tired.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll see y'all in Hawaii. And thanks.
What are the dates?
November 30th and December 1st.
Cool. Maui, then Oahu?
Yes, yes. Yeah, Honolulu is on Oahu. Yes. I wasn't sure. Now I'm sure. I'm excited. So it'll be a good time. Hawaii. Oh. And then right to Australia. Thank you, Australian fans, buying the tickets. Go get them. And we had some Aussies comment, and I got some DMs that say, hey, Taylor is coming to Australia. Okay, it was a little bit of an umbrella statement. She's not coming to Perth.
Not like us.
Not like us. She's not coming to New Zealand.
She's coming to Brisbane. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So there. It's kind of like Canada's basically the US. New Zealand's just Australia. It's all the same.
Probably look at it the same, I'm sure.
So thank you for that. And then I had an Aussie fan comment that he said, one, just so you know, Taylor's coming. Two, I'm not sure how to answer this, but that is correct. We basically don't have any black people here. Three, your episodes come out at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays here. See you at the show. Thank you, Jack G, for clearing all those things up.
Wow, Jack G.
Our Australian correspondent.
Yeah, our ambassador. Jack G. Fun. Yeah, it's going to be a fun stretch of time there. I think Rachel and I might get to Hawaii a little early. A little island boys and girls time. Then do some shows, then straight to Australia and New Zealand. And then you guys are staying there for your down under boys and girls time.
Are you guys going to stay there a little longer?
I think that'll be enough vacation for us. We're going to spend some time apart afterwards. Spend Christmas kind of away, you know, our own families. Split, yeah.
Understandable. First Christmas as a married couple, definitely split.
It's like we just vacationed for like three straight weeks. So I'm going to go to Stratford.
I'll never get over this. Didn't we do separate holidays when we were engaged?
Not Christmas. I think we did do Thanksgiving.
We did Thanksgiving apart. And I think you were really like, why'd we do this? Like, I don't really know how we came to that conclusion.
I think it's because I had just started my job and I had no PTO. And so I only had like, you know, I was like working on Thanksgiving. And so I like just had like Saturday and Sunday and went and saw my family really quick.
Anyway, I didn't mind that. We should do it more. Tour was great. Where were we again? Up north with all the amount of fans. They say because the VIP fans get a special little tote bag. The amount of time I just couldn't get over every person. Would you mind? Would you mind signing my bag?
Tote bag. Yeah, I would notice it when they would say we were so excited. We saw you guys were doing a show here.
Yeah,
like certain like long
amazing
O sounds.
Amazing show.
Yeah,
and it was a great time. All through Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Milwaukee had a Harley Davidson festival going on.
Yes, they did.
That was obnoxious. I thought Milwaukee had some weird biker thing going on, but it was just a festival, and everywhere you walked.
And for every like old white guy not on a motorcycle was an old white guy just on the street filming it horizontally on his phone, just like. Left hand in his pocket.
Look at him.
Collared shirt tucked in and just smiling, filming the motorcycles. Saw a lot of that. It was great.
It was great. We've started a new trend on the road where we have a steak dinner post show. We did two back to back, which is quite a,
wow.
A lot of steak. I think the next day we're like, no more steak.
I had salmon three meals in a row.
Oh, good for you.
I went dinner, lunch, dinner. Oh, salmon, my. Salmon, salmon. It was great.
Respect.
Rachel was proud of me.
Which is fun, but yeah, it was a great weekend. So thanks to everyone coming out. You still get the tickets to the rest of the shows. Got Canada in a couple weeks, eh? And it was a good weekend. I, not to brag, right about 10 minutes before I went on the stage in Milwaukee, saved a guy's life.
Yeah, I got off stage and he goes, did you hear I almost died? I was like, no, I've been performing. You're gonna have to fill me in. So it's crazy.
My buddy Zane, you're buddy too.
We're friends.
He was just coming up to hang. It's sometimes friends will just pop in and ride the bus for a night. It's fun. He was delayed, so he didn't get. He walked in the venue 20 minutes before I was on. You were on stage. Mm-hmm. kind of a very, is like brutally delayed, this and that. So he was starving. He starts wolfing down some food. And then we're just going to take kind of a quick celebratory like whiskey shot. Like, we're all friends here. This is fun. You're going to have a fun night Friday. And he goes, you know, he hits it and we're kind of, you know, people do the classic. We're not, we don't do these too often. You know, oh, you know, and he just immediately starts going. And so we're roasting him like, gosh, get out much, you know, because he's got a couple kids. Like, yeah, see. And then he just keeps going. He keeps going. And I start to kind of pay attention. And then he does the classic, like, I go, you good? And he goes, just like shaking his head nonverbally, no. And that's, I just left an ash and gave him a, he coughs something up and.
Then you wouldn't perform for an hour. Stage.
That's wild.
Yeah. I was telling him, I was just watching Quarterback on Netflix, and I just, I don't know, I was, I just feel like I was locked in my Patrick Mahomes or something. Just,
like, this is my moment. You kind of went under center.
I do this. Yeah.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Every time. You.
I got you, man.
What was it like? Have you ever done the Heimlich before?
Not actually. I was a lifeguard for a few years. So,
let's go.
And the Heimlich's not complicated, but I did, it, you know, I could teach you how to do the Heimlich in 2 seconds.
Okay.
You just put your hand right below the belly button, and you just heave on it with all you got.
Like, most of the time is spent finding their belly button, because you lift up their shirt, stop. And you say, okay, where am I at? And you give him a little raspberry.
He's like, yeah.
While you're down there.
You stick in the belly button to find it, so it tickles. So he's like choking and tickling. and then you just lift him up.
I'm here.
It's everything you need. Yeah.
Was Zane a little scarred after? I mean, I feel like I would be a little shaken up.
He was very flustered. I mean, it's just like a wild world. He walked right in. He's going, you know, and he's a people pleaser. So I thought it was very people. He was apologizing for choking, which is
sorry
great.
About that.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you have to go on stage here in a second. I really just want to apologize. You know, I mean, yeah, I'm sure you could tell it. I'm sure it's fairly traumatic. So
yeah,
I was like, just it's chill. You're good. You're good. Well, that I was like debating not even telling Katie the amount of times, you know, when you do the old wrong pipe classic, yeah, just kind of like, ooh, you know, it's like you choke. Anytime I've ever done that, she's like,
show me your belly button.
I'm like, I'm not choking.
Yeah, he makes it
seem as... She has various choking devices in it. What is a choking? You bought a choking device, saver.
He makes it seem as if no one ever chokes. you did the Heimlich.
Have you ever been around anyone choking, legitimately?
I've never seen it.
Have you?
Happen.
My brother choked on a quarter, and my dad had to do the Heimlich on him.
Your brother?
Well, that's why I don't eat quarters anymore.
He was a little boy, and he put it in his mouth, and...
That's not a real choke.
Because it happened in your childhood.
I choked on a white powder donut in college, and no one was around, and so I was like, this is how I'm going to go, a white powder donut.
They're going to suspect other things.
Yeah, yeah. They just see Derek pass out, there's powder all over his face. Like, yeah, I knew that guy. He was a little off.
So what'd you do? How'd you get out of it?
I was drinking water, which I don't think you're supposed to do too, but we got through it. I'm
here today. See, that's not a real choke. I mean, real, like...
It was like a minute long of like, this is, I'm going.
Just throw yourself on a desk.
He literally, you have to do that, right? Like you have to.
Yeah, they say get a corner, a chair, and you kind of do it to yourself. Wow. But I witnessed one. I had like in middle school, we were chilling somewhere eating, and a buddy legit choked, and a friend of ours leapt in action and heaved him, and he like just hurled in Panda Express, and he shook it off.
I do worry about the noodles at Panda Express. Like, if one goes down the wrong pipe, the other is like still like coming out of my throat. That
yeah,
could
I feel
be
like
troublesome.
You can get a random beak in there or something. Yeah. You don't know how they're preparing it back there.
Ew.
Made with real panda. It's very rare, and I don't know. It was a freak deal, but he was
so rare. You've been around two people who have chosen and needed
two of my whole life. Two of my whole life, and adding up to an average of 0.5. But he was literally asphyxiating. It was kind of scary, but.
You were on stage, it's probably been 30, 45 minutes since the choke, and he was still like, you know, trying to talk or whatever and coughing up quite a bit. I think it stuck with him a while.
I don't even know how that happens, but yeah.
Just not good at chewing.
Yeah, it was very embarrassing for him to forget how to chew.
I'm glad he apologized.
Yeah. Well, I had asked, I was like, please apologize. I just kept saying I forgive you after, which I think made it weird. Oh. No, that's
not
that
your
was,
fault, Zane.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
Listen, it's not your fault.
Come here.
Come here. Wild. So, yeah, but Katie, what's the choking device in our kitchen? Or?
Oh, I think I got advertised it. I think because it can like read my mind, you know, the phones can do that. And it's kind of just like, it's like a thing
she's,
you put over there.
She's having so much fun talking. She's having so much fun.
Mouth, and it like the suction, it's like a plunger for your mouth.
Whoa. Sounds gross.
I mean, yeah, I feel, is that better than the Heimlich? Can you imagine if I'm choking and she's just, she's like, first, it's still wrapped up in a box. She's like, hold on, where's the, do you, yeah, have you seen the scissors? Have you seen the scissors?
Box cutter, scissors.
Yeah. But like, but
you could just breast pump it out maybe.
Ooh.
Not strong enough.
Let's do like a YouTube video. Will it choke? And we do all sorts of different things. Yeah, I'll be choking, you guys go crazy.
Yeah, let's call your brother, give him a coin purse and go crazy.
But yeah, what if, I mean, if someone is a much larger person than you, like I might not be able to like get enough force to like help you out.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you might need that plunger.
Yeah.
You have some obese buddy. Yeah.
I think I've seen these ads now that you talk about it, because they scare you at the beginning. They'll show you like Ring, like living room footage of someone choking in their house or something, yes, to like draw you in. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I don't remember. I don't think I watched the ad far enough to see the plunge of the face, but.
Yep.
Or the amount of times I've, Katie will have like a Ron Pike moment and you just tell, she starts going, I'm like, you're not just coughing out. And then little babies, when they're milk eating and drinking milk, they'll just naturally do the old, you know, I mean, the first 75 times Thomas did it, she'd be like,
because he would do like this.
Oh, gosh.
It's a little scary.
Well, it's just funny because babies aren't even smart enough to be scared. So he would just like, it sounded like he'd nearly die. And then he'd just like smile and get back to work.
Oh, it's fine.
Thomas has a new, speaking of like noises he makes, he's developed this thing the past few days, and maybe there's a reason for it. I don't know. I thought that he just needed to go to the bathroom, but that doesn't seem to be what it is.
You're talking about the baby, right? Me or him?
Both. where Thomas will just like grunt, like, oh, not yeah, like, see, he sometimes, my if boy, he rolls onto his stomach, he'll kind of do a few grunts like he's annoyed. But this is like, his face is turning red and he is just grunting, and I can't figure out.
Lie, Katie, our stories are way better from the weekend.
Shocker.
Do an impression of it.
Okay. Okay.
But
that's
it
cool.
Goes on for a while.
He does it a lot.
He's been doing it a lot this weekend. And I like did a little quick Google and said maybe. So it could be like a reflux, like, an, you know, if he's having some reflux, he's doing that because it like feels better. Or it said if they are like bored or frustrated. Yeah,
bad look for you.
Yeah.
He doesn't do it around me.
Yeah.
Bored.
Our babies. Yeah. That's new age baby right there. He's bored.
He's bored.
Gosh, was there something to do?
Yeah. I'll just grunt instead.
Yeah. Hey, that's enough screen time. That's enough grunt time too. Yeah. Okay. Find a new way to entertain yourself.
I get bored. I kind of just start shouting. And
you guys are very similar.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So did you hang out with many people this weekend or just kind of you and Thomas?
I did.
Which one?
Don't tell. She had, we were talking about on the podcast. Please, for the love of God, go do something. And she went and had a fun girls' night.
I did. Ooh. I put Thomas to bed and one of our friends, one of the girls that I went to dinner with, her husband came over and watched. Thomas was asleep, so he watched the monitor for me and just hung out at the house while
okay.
I went to dinner with some girls, went to a bar after. It was borderline a club, and
ooh,
I had half a beer.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yep. Pretty crazy.
I was telling, did you get any side eyes from any guys or any confidence boosters?
A lot of people did approach us. I think we looked very friendly. We had,
what does that mean?
A girl
just walk up to you like, can I get a ride?
we had a girl walk up and just truly just start chatting. So where are you guys from? What do you do?
Oh, it's, oh, and yeah, that's not a good sign. That's not a good sign. You go to the club and people are like, oh, I I feel bad. Someone should
and
talk
then
to
we
them.
Had a girl come up and just ask us where the bathroom was. We must have looked like we knew.
Yeah.
We had another girl. There's a pool table, and she came up and asked if we could help her play pool.
Wow. You guys are just that's the funny. Concierge for
so
nights out.
We must have really looked like moms.
I was telling Katie.
I need to dress a little less clothes, I guess.
any mom knows, any young mom, they go through, you know, the body goes through a lot, and they have some, you know, I don't look like I used to, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, you go out, you know, show a little décolletage. Is that the word?
Ew,
is that
yes.
the word? You know, maybe catch an eye. Maybe take
smooch a bit, maybe.
Yeah. Come on, find an island boy. Yeah, I always wanted the confidence. I was. I think that's a funny bit. You get married long enough, you're like, listen, I know my compliments, they're not due anymore. Go out, leave the ring at home. I trust you. A flirty eye. Just a flirty eye. Maybe that's what you need. But yeah. It sounds like people are just like, those women are older. They have small bladders. You look into the bathroom, right?
You know how the bathroom works.
So, yeah, it was very fun.
I'd be interested to know what specific vibe you put off to make a girl ask you how to play pool. Because right. that's a little different than like bathroom or like, I don't know, like,
I think that look we like real just pool looked, sharks. We just didn't look very intimidating.
She's like, that girl looks like a pool cue. Maybe that's...
So funny.
Is that a compliment or not?
I don't know.
Well, fun. Happy for you. You guys know I'm a big casino guy. That's when you get older. You switch from clubs to casinos. And the first night, Joliet, because it's kind of the middle of nowhere, he's like, hey, we can't park the bus by the venue, so we're just going to drive down the road and park it at this Harrah's casino. I was like, oh, are we?
Oh, twist my arm.
Okay, so we waltzed right in there and we played.
Did you play, Jake?
I did. I was a little late. I was hanging out with some friends there. Got to the casino, only had $40 in cash on me. I was like, I don't want to, you know, go through the ATM fees. I'll just play $40. And I won like 100 in like 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I was like, great, I'm out. So nice. I had a pretty quick night. Trey, did you have a pretty quick night?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I mean, relative, if you think of... the grand scheme of life.
If you think of what time it was in Australia,
right? I mean,
you did fine.
Yeah.
Overall, Australian was time. It worth the amount of time you put in for the money you made?
I don't know. Sure, yeah. It was fun.
He had a lot of fun and won money.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Called me and told me how late he stayed up. And then I immediately just said,
stayed up till
4:30.
Dude, yeah. How much
money did you make? Because I'm thinking he's about to tell me he won 20 grand. You stayed until 4:30 in the morning.
Like I barely got passed over even.
And then he told me, and he just, I was like, that wasn't worth it. He was like, yeah, I know.
The bus call, because we have it all scheduled. Like the bus was scheduled to leave at like 7 a.m. And I got on the bus at 4:30 and a little bit, like ashamed of myself. Like I'm going to pay for this. This is just way too late to stay up. And, I got on the bus kind of got settled into my bed. I swear within 10 minutes, I hear the bus. And I was like, oh, did I almost miss the bus? And our driver this morning was like, yeah, you know, I kind of woke up earlier. So I figured, you know, might as well get there sooner. So I took off at 5. I was like, dude, I was this close to walking out and not seeing a bus there. Could you imagine?
I mean, what do you even do? Because we're all asleep for a couple more hours.
Exactly. And I would have frantically called everyone in the crew. Hoping someone answers and be like, turn around.
I'll be at the blackjack table when you get back.
But no rush. I'll just dive back in.
Oh, that would have been so funny.
Okay.
I mean,
Katie stepped out. Okay. Yeah. What?
Oh, just, I mean, yeah, you straight up miss your own tour bus or the bus is pulling out as you walk out. Like, do you sprint after it? Because you don't look cool sprinting after a bus.
No, you don't. It was way too late. So dumb. But so fun. Katie had to step out to deal with Thomas. Let's do some fan videos. Let's see what the fans are saying. Send us your video submissions to the Correct Opinions Instagram. Follow us there. Submit us anything you want to say. We'll hit up the DMs and we'd love to interact with you guys. But what do we got, Derek?
Hey, Trey. Hey, Jake. Hey, Katie. Hey, family man. Hey, Thomas. I wanted to start off by saying that I listen
podcast from the very beginning, from episode one. And different podcasts have been defining various monumental chapters in my life. And the Correct Opinions podcast was the very first podcast I listened to from the beginning. And it was in 2020 when the pandemic hit. And I just found out I was pregnant, and then I started working from home, and I was taking all the walks that everybody else was taking. And when I think about my first pregnancy, I almost always think of Correct Opinions, because especially you, Trey, when you were there at the beginning by yourself, and you just got me through so many, like, just crazy moments and long moments in my life that just needed some humor to get through them. I was listening to your episode last week where you guys were talking about old email addresses like Yahoo, and I will unashamedly.
Oh!
Thanks, Megan.
Thanks. Oh, she was about to. That was. Send us another. Thank you. With the much she's interacted with the podcast, she'd know how to send a video. But thank you for all the kind words. That was really nice. It means a lot. Finish the video and send it back.
That's we'll funny. That. She's like, you know, when I think back to March 2020, all I could think about is Correct Opinions. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Cool.
I don't know if that's the greatest thing, but thank you. That's super nice. I'm double checking. Yeah, that's all she sent, dude. That's okay, though. It's okay. You know, we're not asking people to be technical geniuses.
No. Don't even watch the video back that you sent in. Just assume it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it cut yourself off
at even the if
really pivotal moment.
All good. Old email addresses, yeah. Oh, yeah, we talked about that. Derek, what was yours? What was your old AIM?
Oh, it had the word daddy in it, I think. So.
Family man.
No. Well, always been a family man. Yeah, that's what it meant. Yeah. Just always future daddy, heart. That's what it was.
Daddy of three. Loading.
Oh, yeah. thank you, Megan. That's really nice. I think we got another fan video here.
So I just want to start this video off by saying I apparently was not following you guys on Instagram, so my bad. Totally thought I was. Definitely wasn't. Am now, though. So that's cool. What I wanted to tell you today in making this video, hoping that it gets on the podcast because it makes me laugh a lot. Every time I say something to or even near my husband about something having opinions, like we have a lot of chickens and they like to yell in the morning and I'll be like, dang, that chicken be having opinions. Or like if a baby's crying, I'm like, oh, you're very opinionated, little baby. Anytime I say the word opinions, my husband goes, correct opinion.
Whoa. Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's the end of it.
That
okay.
Was great. Okay, thanks for saying that. She kind of flexed on us there a little bit.
A little bit.
Kind of hit that. Opinion. Do you say the word opinions much?
I don't think it comes up super often. Definitely not with chickens.
That's kind of the most interesting part of that to me. How often are you saying that word? Yeah. Chickens. That wasn't very relatable to me.
She's
that
like,
chicken's
know,
got a lot of opinions. Right? When we all say that?
You know, like how animals act 100% out of instinct. Well, this chicken's got some opinions.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty different.
That chicken voted for Bernie. Well, your husband, she kind of hit that. I wonder if the husband can hit it like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hit those notes.
Maybe that's why she says opinion so much. She wants to hear her husband saying all the time.
I did hear numerous creatures that appeared to be prancing around her during that. Did you guess that?
It looked like the roof was like feed sacks or something. So.
Yeah.
The chicken thing makes sense.
She's got Wi-Fi out there. That's good.
Must be Starlink. So thank you. Thanks for following us finally.
Thanks. Yes. Thank you for finally following. Thank you. Send your fan submission videos in. We want to hear them. And
I'm going to start using
it. Hear your opinions.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to start using that more. Just a cat's
opine.
Meowing.
What do you opine?
Opinion.
You pine. You ever seen that clip on Family Feud?
No, I don't think so.
A word, what follows after pork? Lamb, chop. Some guy goes, okay. You pine. Oh, it's legendary.
You pine.
Kind of genius outside the box.
That's good. I was talking to, we had a new DJ this weekend, DJ Cam. He was the man. And we were talking. I thought he was going to do it one time, but he never did. So maybe next time. I think I want to come out on stage to the Family Feud theme song. I think that'd be... Yeah.
Wait, is
that's Price is Right.
That's Price is Right. I'm embarrassed. What's Family Feud?
It's the one. Let me find it.
Dun 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 dun.
That's pretty good.
Okay,
that's pretty good. Is that Shark wrong? Take.
Oh crap. Okay. What am I thinking?
YouTube has a 1 hour version of where you can just listen on a repeat.
Is that
you wanna go where everyone knows Family Feud? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just trying to. Now I can't think of what was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I know it was sort of like.
That's it, and then Regis. Your first question. Oh, she's back. What were you doing?
He is getting a little attached. He just was screaming.
Oh,
and then he saw you and he stopped.
Yeah.
That she wants that though.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
she's the hero.
She's done that to me. You've seen it on the road. You'll just walk in and I'll just be screaming.
Yeah, because you get bored.
Yeah, I get bored, and then you show me a picture of Katie, and it helps.
Trained you well.
There was one weekend where I had to put Katie as just the background on my phone. It was just quicker just to be able to show Trey.
It was a long story, but it helped.
Derek, real quick, can you just play like 2 seconds of the Family Feud theme song? Because it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
And now can we get like 3 seconds of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Not like the first five questions, but like the serious questions.
Mm-hmm. What are the classics? Favorite? What game shows do we watch?
Jeopardy is a classic.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yes. Dude, that gets me high.
Yes.
I used to watch so much of that.
Oh, yeah.
I would watch it as a kid with my mom. I mean... 3% of the answers that I
know. Oh, yeah. I'd get the $100, $200, $300 question. Maybe.
Now I'm lost. Yeah.
David has so many questions. Yeah.
I don't know how people are so good at trivia. What do they just read books all day long?
I don't know how they did that. Yeah, it must be pretty.
The Jeopardy guy? The Ken Jennings guy?
Yeah, I mean, you just have a brain where you just like to store useless information.
Yeah, dork.
Yeah, I mean, pretty nerd,
much. For sure.
Right. I mean, I feel like if I read information that doesn't necessarily like interest me or pertain to my life, it's out the door.
Are you good at trivia?
No.
I guess. Yeah. You're related to a guy that eats change, so probably not a genius DNA.
Excuse you?
I'm not that good at trivia either.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's a confidence booster is Teen Jeopardy. I think that was on Netflix at some point. You watch Teen Jeopardy, and those questions we can handle.
Oh, people like I thought us. You were saying you were well-versed on the teens.
It's just only questions about being a teenager. Yeah.
Oh, no. Wow.
About teens.
No, just easier questions.
What about that show? So you think you're smarter than a fifth grader or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
That was annoying.
Yeah, that was... Oh, I hear Thomas again.
Sounds like a llama. Oh, no.
I mean, he hasn't left my side in 4 days, so that's
all right. Well, he'll work it out.
What about when you were playing pool?
He was asleep. Okay. He was asleep.
Yeah, when you were playing pool.
He was actually with me. I just bring him to the bar.
That's why people ask you, like, "Yo, can you teach me how to play pool? You're doing amazing while carrying your son."
That makes me think of Sweet Home Alabama. Have you, Trey? You've never seen that?
The
still,
music
have
video?
You?
No.
Have you the movie?
Oh, it's a movie. I was like, playing pool with a baby.
The
reminds
song?
Me of that Lynyrd Skynyrd song.
Listen to the song, yeah.
Where she's like, has her friend, her hometown friend has a baby in the bar. And wow. Reese is like, you have a baby in the bar? I can almost quote the whole movie.
Wow. Just out of magazine. Oh, that girl's in the movie?
Yeah.
Nice. That's just a class. That's a famous scene.
I mean, every scene from that movie is.
That's the famous. Woman who was in some other show we watched. The weird show about the woman that kills all her husband and her friend's husband because he cheated.
Reese Witherspoon.
I'm gonna go take care of that. No, I don't know
that other chick. It was it was Jessica Biel. We watched it anyway.
I like that Katie right before that was like, you know, I'm not going to learn useless information. And then it's just like, I can't quote the entire Sweet Home Alabama movie though. If you need it.
Yeah, that was a little confusing. All right. Derek's got a great video for us. We Fire Festival. We remember this.
Talked about this a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm a big Billy McFarland guy.
Derek, what is this? Because it sounds like he's trying to run it back, which is just
awesome.
I sign up for text alerts.
6 years. I'm wrapping up my first trip to LA in over 6 years. One of my first trips since jail. And I am just so grateful to be here. The hardest challenge for me was this dream I had that as soon as I walked out of the bars, all these great people would come support me and help me take my visions and make them a reality. The truth was, it took a really long time to find the first people to take that leap.
He's talking like an AI.
It was a really long slog for a number of months, and things finally started clicking a few months ago.
Slog.
I think this trip really
He's pausing too
off,
much in between.
And
yeah,
I got three
dude,
great
blink.
Things done. So first, I shot a commercial for a pirate marketing client. I can't name who the brand is because all the work is behind the scenes, but we had an incredible artist come on board, and I think the commercial is really going to go. Next is I met with our fire musical
partners.
It's
too much pause.
I think he's
and
reading.
And while it takes some time to get a Broadway musical actually.
What is he talking about?
It's crazy that he is like, you know, you learn about him from Fire Festival and he conned all these people and they say, oh, Billy, he's so charismatic. You want to be a part of it. That did not convince me at all. He is not good at speaking.
It's been so nice to be back from to LA. First time since jail. Just that alone. Since
I thought that we would see people leave bars and want to support me in my visions. But the truth is, it was much more of a slog.
I think commercial's really going to go. And he's trying to do another Firefest?
Ja Rule won't text me back. Probably because of all of the allegations.
Firefest coming soon. We'll have shelter this time. Slog.
I'm so excited for the support I've gotten recently. Some of the people involved. Ghislaine Maxwell. Elizabeth Holmes. And Harvey Weinstein.
Huge investors.
They love islands. And so that's, we are going to run it back.
Epstein's alive. Wow, is he really trying to do it again?
Apparently, he's so fired up about it. I swear I got an email from him. I signed up for emails that new t-shirts just dropped, and I can't find the email.
He'd probably sell a lot of those. Oh, we're just... Here he comes. What, is he just screaming because you're gone?
Yep. Dang.
Is that a thing babies do? Does he have a problem? Does he need baby therapy?
I don't think he needs baby therapy.
Thomas.
I think it's normal for them to get attached and stuff, but I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Katie, she's fallen victim to the, it is really tough to, when you have like your own thing, you always think it's the best, your own dog, your own bride and a baby. You're just like, yeah, he started like doing whatever, I don't know, kind of standing with assistance. And I had a quick moment where I was like, wait a second, is he a phenom?
Freak baby?
Is he a phenom? And then you Google it, I'm like, no, he's right on track. And I promise myself, that's the one time I'm doing that. That's the one time I'm doing that. There's just no way. Like, wait, what if, okay, Katie has had zero good athletes in her whole family tree, and I've had zero good athletes in mine, but what if somehow... He's an NBA All-Star.
I know I'm going to be the same way.
What do you have to say about that, Thomas?
Yeah, sorry, Tom.
What do you have to say about that? Got anything to say?
Start trying to be creative.
Start wearing your little costumes.
Yeah.
Putting on
do
some
little skits.
Skits,
buddy. That's the jeans you got.
Let's get him a guitar.
Your glorified court jester. Get ready, brother.
I saw.
Your DNA is, yeah, prancing around and... A dress and eating quarters. I walked at Katie was like, he's getting a little old enough. Maybe start trying solid foods. And I walked on her. He was licking a penny.
Yeah,
she was trying to feed him a penny.
That is not funny.
Heads up, at least.
That
but
is not funny.
I remember the registry for Thomas, and there was a piggy bank on there. And I was like, I don't know what this is about.
My late grandfather was a huge coin collector. It was like his thing. I think a lot of old men. That's when you know you're really old. You're like, let me gather up these coins.
Yeah.
And Katie got wind of that, and she tried to like break into my parents' house to get the coin. I mean, I remember I made her swear not to tell her brother who likes to eat them because I don't know what he'd do to get them.
I mean, you should see how much money I have now.
I remember that whole side of the family being a little too excited when he passed. They're like, hey, have you seen the will?
Yeah.
Who gets the coins?
Who gets the coins? Her brother always asks, he'll ask me all the time. And I mean, I swear, her brother, he's holding anywhere from $1.80 to $6.50 in his stomach at all times.
Okay, this best bit is guess. Over.
My best my guess.
All right.
$6.80.
It's crazy. You want to hear, you know what it's like to hear a guy like that go to the bathroom? You sit at the dinner table, you just hear, you know, ting, ting,
slot
ting,
machine.
Ting, ting, ting. Yeah.
He never sneaks up on you. If he jogs up on you, you can kind of hear it clanking around, though, in his stomach.
Yeah.
Sounds like a coin purse clanking.
Yeah, give him the Heim. Like, that'd be crazy.
So funny.
To go back a topic, I just saw a reply to Billy McFarland's video, and someone replied on Twitter and said, when looking for investment opportunities, one of the first things I look for in a pitch is, one of my first trips since prison.
That's pretty great.
Oh, man. Yeah,
sorry, I'm late to the meeting, man. I parole officer.
The replies are so funny. Someone else is like, bro, just drive for Uber or something. Yeah. Everyone's just
lay
like,
low.
Just hang out. Man.
Yeah, he tweeted in April, Fyre Festival 2 is happening. Fyre emoji.
I'm really just caught up on how he speaks. That's so interesting that he is such a like successful con man who's apparently so charismatic. I just don't see it.
I know.
Thomas.
Play this. Did I send you the Antonio Brown thing? Oh, I'll play it. Speaking of people who can't talk, Antonio Brown, Katie, you know who that is?
Kind of.
Okay. He was one of the best NFL football players, and he's made a bunch of headlines for acting like a crazy person. He ran off mid-game and take his clothes off. He posted himself naked on Snapchat.
He's had like, his pants
he revealed
off
himself
him.
At a public pool. He's lost his mind. So here's the latest of him on a podcast. I'd like everyone to, he has said some really poignant things here.
And these boys, like, you know, they talking to me like I got a selfish impact because maybe the plays I'm making, like I'm standing at David Allen. I got like 10 cars out there. You know, I'm having different models come, you know. Mm-hmm. And we close to the boss, bro. Give me a nugget. Like, I'm over here running stats. I'm trying to be the greatest. I'm not saying I'm trying to be selfish and just get all the balls because I know the balls got to spread out. And it's like, it's a game. You got to play the game that is played. Like, you can't campaign the game. The game fall, how the game fall, right? You don't go and say, yo, give me these passes. Brady and these boys. Like,
that got good at the end. You got to play the game how it's played.
Game,
campaign.
Give me some nuggets, bro.
He's got the cars and the models.
Mm. Yeah, that part was a little confusing, too. He's like, you know, they think I'm a selfish player because of the cars I have and the models. That's not what I thought you were going to say. What?
He is... Is it just brain injury from football, or is he also an idiot? I've told that story on the pod before.
Oh, that's right. You did a commercial with him.
Did a commercial with him in 2017. Did we play it when we talked about it? I'm going to dig through it as you guys keep talking. I'm going to dig for it down at the bottom here.
I'm almost positive we played it on the podcast.
We had to have.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a classic.
It was a Visa, like the tap.
Yeah. He couldn't figure out the ring. So that was back then. He was struggling.
You wonder what it is. How
great
much
smile?
Yeah, good teeth.
Good teeth.
Good hands.
That's very sad. Thomas is not allowed to play football.
He's not.
Mm, yeah.
Oh. Thomas just said that's enough.
He disagrees. Actually.
He'll have theater practice.
Oh. auditions.
You really? If little Thomas is like, I'm a football player. I want to be a dream. I want to play football. You're going to lay down the law. No football.
He can be the kicker.
Would you let your kids play football?
Flag for sure. And then I think like tackle football maybe in high school.
Yeah.
But I think 0 to 14, you don't need to be tackling.
Right. But you'd let them.
Yeah. Football's so fun.
You're not playing real football when you're like tackle football in third grade. There's no benefit.
It's just the bigger guy wins.
Yeah.
There's no technique.
I don't know.
But it's also like, is it even possible to get hurt when you're 8 years old? Those kids can't hit that hard.
Well, if
I think
it would
be possible to get hurt.
I mean, like, I had this woman tell me, yeah, she her eighth grader is like
the little boy full of nickels,
6'3" and like 200 pounds.
Yeah,
and then you have other eighth graders. Like, how big were you guys in eighth grade?
Hey, leave me out of it.
Not that big. I did. It crushed.
I did play tackle football in like fourth grade, and they had a rule where if you weighed too much, you couldn't ever touch the ball, even if it was like a fumble. Yeah, they would mark you. It was like a scarlet letter, like that you had a different look about you if you were overweight. And it was like, yeah, even if there's a fumble, interception, you can't like ever have the ball. It would be dangerous for people to tackle you.
Yeah, so you don't even agree with like seventh grade football? It's a little weird.
That's getting borderline, but yeah, for the most part, it's like you can still get so much better and develop so many good habits. I think playing flag football, you don't need to worry about tackling technique. You're 13.
Remember I played flag football. Our team was the worst team in the league. I don't know if we ever won a game, and I scored only one touchdown, and I felt guilty about it because I definitely stiff-armed him.
Oh, that's not
illegal
allowed.
In flag, yeah.
Whatever it takes, dude. If you're 0-8,
that's right.
Start breaking some rules.
That's darn right, but.
Was it fun?
Kind of, yeah, I think it could have gone differently for me. I think the only couple football experiences I had just went poorly. So I was just like, I played flag football for 1 year. And for whatever reason, like, we were always, me and all my buddies were athletic at that age. We were like winning basketball games or soccer games, whatever. I don't know. This group of guys just wasn't it. And we stunk and we barely won. And so I think I was like, wow, I don't want to do that again. And then I tried tackle football in seventh grade. And you know, it's like the guy, I remember even, it's amazing to be like 12 and be like, I'm pretty sure my coach is an idiot.
Yes.
And now you look back, like, at 12, I knew that guy was an idiot.
Yes. My seventh grade football coach. Same.
And we had legitimately one of the greatest middle school football players of all time on our team. Like if you knew this, you ever seen old clips of, you know, Barry Sanders when he was 13, it was that, I mean, so we had that guy. And they just kind of handed him the ball, and the rest of the team he couldn't care less about. So he just threw us out at receiver. I was like B team half the year, A team. I touched the ball like twice.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why would I do that again? So yeah, if it was a different way, I might have tried playing it more, but.
Our coach was like 350 pounds. And
we had a 350 pounder.
Yeah. Like his knees didn't really bend. Legitimately, just like straight up all the time.
Yeah, it's
too
risky.
Waddled. And we ran the wishbone offense, which is no wide receivers, two tight ends on each side. And the backfield is just quarterback, blocking back, fullback, running back. It's the lamest, most boring. It looks like a Tetris piece. And we did that in seventh grade. I am the smallest guy on the field. Pretty quick. I'm not saying I needed the ball a lot, but I'll tell you where I didn't need to be is blocking back. And that's where I played every game in seventh grade. I was like, the helmet is weighing me down. I'm so small. Don't put me at blocking back.
I was not very big. Yeah, for a couple months of the football season, he just threw me at like B team middle linebacker. I just stood there as like some big guy on, you know, against the A team offense. He just blasts through and just decleat me. I was like, oh my gosh, why would I? I'll never forget when I tackled a guy. I sniffed out a reverse. I was really proud. I tackled him. And it hurt me to tackle him
sometimes,
which, like, you know, you just don't know until you play. It's pretty obvious. But I just remember being like, when I hit them, it hurts me. I think that was the second I was like, I think I'm done.
Lost all motivation.
Yeah. I had the opposite problem. You guys were like too small. I was too big.
Oh, really? Yeah. Weren't allowed to touch the ball?
Do you
play Powder Puff?
I did play Powder Puff every year.
How'd that go?
I wasn't the best player. I wasn't the worst. I can run.
Hey, Katie,
fast.
That's affecting the.
Oh.
We can. Oh no.
Oh.
But when I played basketball is when it really. I think I've.
You played basketball?
Yeah, for like two seasons, but I stopped because they wouldn't let me touch the ball. I just had to guard. So like they're just essentially like stand under the basket and put your arms up and don't move because I was the tallest by a mile. And so literally wasn't allowed to shoot or anything. I just had to stand there with my arms up. So I was like, this is stupid. And I stopped playing.
It treated you like a scarecrow or something.
It really did.
Like, was it effective?
You won't be able to catch the ball, but we can put it in front of the basket.
Yeah. Like, okay. So I feel like I probably wouldn't have been an amazing basketball player, but I
had some height, I could have done something. Who knows? But
could have figured it out.
I could be in the WNBA.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
I'm built
we'll
just
never
like
know.
Them.
We'll never know. We truly will never know.
I hope Thomas plays football, though. Hope you play football, Thomas.
He's smiling, so.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, basketball, people score 80 points, you know. You're making buckets all the time. Football, you might score, the entire team scores four times a game. So wait, if you're one of those people, I'm saying it's such a big deal. Like when you do get to score, like, oh my gosh. No, you stiff arm the
I wouldn't know.
The flag football.
I never scored a touchdown.
Legally.
Just one flag football touchdown.
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
It's fun though. what else we need to talk about? What else is going on?
How long have we been going?
50 minutes.
Did we do the we're gonna do chicken, beef, shrimp? Wait, what is it?
What?
That's what it's called.
You got a hibachi on the mind?
Yeah.
Oh no, we got to eat some segments. All right. Yeah. We're back with we'll do another chicken segment. Brought to you by Good Ranchers, our new loud and proud sponsor, Good Ranchers. And boy, we got to tell you about some prime pork over at Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers is the number one place to get America's best beef and chicken, and now they have pork too. I tell you what, pork might be my favorite of all the meats. Besides, not for eating. Well, what is prime pork? It's like prime steak. It has more marbling, better coloring, is more tender by 25% over other pork. 100% American-raised pork you can trust and enjoy with Good Ranchers. So we have a code for y'all to get $30 off your first box of America's Best Beef, Chicken, and Pork today. Okay, so we have a segment sponsored by Good Ranchers called Chicken, where Katie has a story about how she was a chicken maybe over the weekend. GoodRanchers.com.
Before I tell a story.
GoodRanchers.com. Get your $30 off any box. But what's the code?
Is it Family Man still? Yeah.
Family Man. Sorry. That was pretty cool. We had some comments saying, wow, imagine coming so far from Derek to Family Man to a code for better deal on America's best meat.
He used to be B-Ball Daddy, and now he's promo code Family Man.
That's right. Go to goodranchers.com, code Family Man. Feed your family with meat you can trust. Now they have some high-grade pork as well, beef, chicken. $30 off your first box. Goodranchers.com. Chicken.
Did you guys ever watch the Mulan, the cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure, yeah.
Is there not a song in there that's about beef, pork, and chicken?
If it is, it's definitely not one of the more well-known ones. Like
we
always,
watch that movie a lot.
I'll make a man out of you is typically what you hear coming out of that movie.
Yes, but I swear there's, Derek, you do a little research. I swear there's a song that says it.
Man,
so.
I hope you're right because that's so weird if you're making that up.
I don't just store useless information. All right? That's not my brain.
Yeah, it's weird.
But I was a little bit of a chicken because we had these crazy storms come through this weekend when you guys were gone. And I was like, oh, it's just a thunderstorm. I did check my weather app, make sure there was like no tornado or whatever. I did not call my mom. But
FaceTimed her.
I did feel like I was kind of sitting in the room with Thomas and all of a sudden I'm looking outside. The trees are like bending. It's kind of crazy. He loved it watching outside the water and the wind and everything. He thought it was hilarious. Like he was mesmerized. But I was kind of sitting there thinking, I think I should be a little concerned, but then I told myself, I'm like, Katie, that's stupid. It's just a thunderstorm. Don't be a chicken. And so I just kind of was like, whatever, it's fine. It's fine. Hindsight, there are trees down. People didn't have power for days.
Yeah.
And I mean, our power flickered, but hindsight, I had the good reason to be a chicken.
Wow, but you didn't even say anything to me, did you? Oh wait, we confirmed the Mulan song.
Yep.
Beef, pork, chicken.
A girl worth fighting for. That is a good song. I mean, I don't think the song is about beef, pork, and shrimp. I think.
Good Ranchers. Wait, you should.
So this is a song, and it says, "I want her paler than the moon." So. This is a song about a girl worth fighting for. So yes. Katie was a girl worth fighting for. Let's see. I want her better than the moon. Check. Eyes shine like stars. Check.
Sure.
Marvel at my strength and adore my scars.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Half check.
Do you would? Yeah. Do you adore my wonky nipple? Have I talked about that on the podcast?
That seems like new information.
It's a scar. I couldn't care less what she'll wear or what she looks like, but as long it depends what she cooks like. Beef, pork, chicken, get you a good rancher's gal. It'd be good.
Good Rangers needs to get the song Mulan that's perfect. Sponsorship. Beef, pork, chicken, yeah.
Yeah, do they know about that?
Wait,
yeah.
Did you want to hit me up like, I'm scared of the storms, and you didn't?
I did actually. No, I texted you and said, "Oh, our power is flickering. Must be bad storms."
Oh, that was kind of the tester.
Yeah.
What did I say, Matt?
I think you just said nothing.
When was that? Was that Friday?
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
4:35.
My house didn't have power for I think 2 days.
It really? Just
kinda, yeah.
Was Rachel there?
No, Rachel's gone. But my sister's living with us for just like 3 weeks. So okay. My sister was there. She was like just keeping the blinds closed, trying to keep it cool in here.
Yeah.
She was kind of sending me updates. She's like, I'm going to try this yogurt from the fridge. I'll let you know if I crap my pants. But yeah, we got power back now. But yeah, it's crazy. You guys have like entire a forest worth of branches down in your driveway.
I don't
driveway
really understand
right
what.
I guess, did it hit here, Matt? Did it?
I guess.
It was terrible right here.
Oh, really?
I drove like.
Are all our trees here. Back there? I just got home. I haven't been back.
I know. I haven't looked.
Hope so. Wait, have you have you guys been chickens lately? I was more prime pork with how I saved people's lives and made them laugh.
I don't know if there's a specific example. I think I'm just always just like not standing my ground in places like airports or whatever. It's like I get to baggage claim like I'm here, and then it's like people just like come in, they come in front of you and they're moving around. I'm just like, all right.
I have something. Tell me if you were chicken here or not. We were our first flight today. You happen to be sitting by me.
Yeah.
And the lady goes, whose backpack is this up here?
Oh, yeah.
And it's yours. And she's like, do you mind putting that under your seat? What did that, were you, when you were like, sure, did you really not care or were you kind of like annoyed?
I was a little perturbed there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but like, you were like, that happened to me on the flight there.
Really?
And I, because that nothing drives me nuts. Because I, on the way there, I made a point to like check my bag. So I'm like, this is my only bag. And mm-hmm. I definitely don't want it under my seat. So I put it up there. Yeah. And the lady goes, whose bag is this? Yeah. She's like, could you put this under your seat? I'm like, why?
Yeah.
She's like, just because someone else put their bag up there. I was like, well, why do they get to put a bag up there? And I don't.
Why do
and
they
I,
take priority?
I mean, I was kind of sassy, but she was just like, I don't.
But you do understand, don't you?
No, I do not, Katie. No, I don't.
Clearly. Roller bags cannot fit under a seat. So if someone just...
Well, I checked my roller bag so I could put my backpack up there.
Okay, whoa. So if... Nah. Okay, well, how extra annoyed would you be if you got on a flight and there's nowhere to put your carry-on roller bag?
Yeah, and they go, they'd say, we'll check that for you. We'll do a gate check.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because it's our fault you can't fit your ish in here.
And you would be okay with a gate check?
Huh?
And you wouldn't be mad if they had to gate check your bag?
I mean, if they were just say, hey, we're out of room.
We have to check room because I was late or I'm some loser in Southwest C-16, which I wouldn't be caught dead with. Yeah, I have a list. I checked my bag. I have earned the right to not be inconvenienced on a 2.5-hour flight with a bag at my feet.
Wow.
I'm with you.
It was just funny because they hit you with that. And I could tell you were annoyed and you're just like, okay. On the way there, I was a little bit like, I mean, I might have been, maybe that was too sassy. Because then the girl was nice and she's like, we actually do have room, so I'll put your backpack back up here.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you. But I made it fairly clear. Do you agree with me, Katie? You don't.
I kind of do, but I also like, I mean, if you're not Southwest and you're just boarding the other flights, you can't sometimes pick which zone you're in. So what happens, you just get thrown in zone 6 and you get on with your roller bag and your backpack because you want to be able to get off the plane quickly, and there's nowhere to put your roller bag because people have their backpacks up there.
I think this happens pretty often. This is up to the airline, to the flight attendants, to like monitor the baggage space. Like, hey, we're running out of room. We got to check all the rest of them.
Yeah.
That happens decently often. And if I'm the one who gets checked, like, all right, I got to get zone 1 instead of zone 3.
Katie's not the one to talk to about this. She's the psychopath that like prefers her bag at her feet.
Rachel's like that too. We will go on a road trip and Rachel's got one purse here and then a bigger purse here and like 3 drinks that none of them fit in a cup holder.
Like there will be room. She's like, I'd rather the backpack be at my feet so I have less
room. Oh, yeah.
So that I can use the things that I bring.
Well, especially with the diaper bag, I need that at my feet.
Well, I'm talking, yeah. Okay, she always pulls the mom card. She does the mom card. You know what I was saying.
Like trumps it. Yeah, I was with you. I was like, I don't feel like I should have to be inconvenienced because I got here before them. When right. It comes down to it, it's like, I took the space for, I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm putting my backpack in a baggage space.
Yep. All right, that's been more airline complaints with Trey and Jake. So again, thank you, Good Ranchers, for the sponsorship. Go get a nice big old box of meat for the family. GoodRanchers.com. Use code FAMILYMAN.
Beef, that's right. Pork, chicken.
Make sure, yeah. Like the song, make sure the woman cooks it all. Good Ranchers. No, they want everyone to cook. That's not sponsored by them.
Whoa.
I cook in our house.
You do.
A boy worth fighting for.
I'm a boy worth. Am I a boy worth fighting for, Katie?
You sure are.
Might listen to that song on the way home. It's a good one.
I might watch that movie.
Well, should we watch it?
Wait, isn't there
I
like
do a... think we need to, I needed to do like a catch up on movies situation because I,
isn't
we were talking about
one?
Like Godfather. I haven't seen any of those.
Yeah.
They're like the best movies of all time, apparently. What?
Isn't there a new Mulan? Like a
live action one?
A live action, Mulan. Yeah.
Mulan?
A new Mulan? We need actually to watch that.
We need to watch that?
Uh-huh. New season of Bluey just dropped.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
That's all. How many seasons they got now?
Not enough. It's awesome.
I'm excited for Bluey time with Thomas.
Are y'all gonna Barbenheimer?
No. Are you?
I think I might.
Wow. Are tickets still available? It seems like it's so hyped that.
Really, actually, I haven't even looked. I don't even know when it comes out, but I know that I'm into it.
This weekend?
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to see the Barbie movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a Barbenheimer?
Sure.
Wow, there's a lot of people.
He was
Barbenheimer.
Not happy about
he
that.
Was
a
verge.
Lot of people doing it. I don't know. I
rabbit.
I mean, that does sound fun, but also, I'm also team. Like, just let me know what I can watch in my living room.
Yeah.
But it's a. But what's the okay? Oppenheimer, I get. What's the big? Why are people so excited about Barbie movie?
I think just Margot Robbie. Yeah.
Thomas, please. Why everyone's just so excited because it's Barbie and they're making a big deal.
I think they made it really funny and they have good.
I think the marketing team has just done a phenomenal job.
This is the grunt I was talking about.
Hey, he's
earlier.
Bored, bro. It's all good. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Give us a grunt.
Really
say it.
He healed himself.
He's going to be a star. Look at him. Oh, my little mic check there.
Mic check. And go. All right.
So you think you and Rachel Barbenheimer?
Maybe. Sounds kind of fun.
I mean, the Oppenheimer one looks crazy. 3 hours long.
Is it really?
Yeah. How do you guys feel about an Australian woman playing Barbie? Is that insensitive?
Did you see the debate where people were debating if she's mid or not? Which just
Margot Robbie's mid, dude. She's so mid. What do you think, Katie?
I don't know. Margot is Australian.
You think she's mid?
What does mid mean?
Do you think
she's
mid?
Rizzed up Ryan Gosling for this movie? Yes or no?
Do you think she's mid?
No.
Okay.
All right. Here it is. I didn't know she was Australian.
You didn't?
Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
I've never talked to her in person, so I had no
never
idea.
Met her.
I've only seen her in like Wolf of Wall Street, where she played an American.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Yeah. She's not mid, Katie? Okay.
Stand by it.
Yeah, that is a funny movement. She's so mid. She's no Addison Rae.
What's Addison Rae up
say.
To?
I don't
heard
know.
From her in a while. What's her dad up to?
Oh, what's her dad
Remember
up to?
That? Let's just look up.
Monty?
Addison Rae.
Addison Rae, Monty
dad.
Young Gravy drama.
Oh.
That's what I want to hear about. Nothing? Did he go quiet?
Well, I just saw a weird video of him that I didn't want to see, so.
He was him and the Island Boys.
More than smooching.
Island Boys.
Yeah, I don't know what he's up to. Maybe laying low. Maybe he's still got his OnlyFans. Either way.
Well, stay tuned for that. Cool. Well, I think we'll call it an episode, huh?
Yeah. One last comment from last week's episode. Someone said, also, if you don't see Sound of Freedom for yourself and you just let the controversy talk be your experience with it, you're going to look like tools.
Mm.
That's us, Trey.
Tools.
So add that to the list. Sound of Barbenheimer.
Sound of Barbenheimer.
Full Saturday. Count me in. I'm not going to let the controversy talk. I'm going to go watch it myself.
In. I love Sound of Freedom. I haven't seen it yet. I've heard it's great, but it is funny. It's taken on a kind of the whole new thing where if you see it, you've got to post like, everyone must go see this. Very important.
Yeah. The media doesn't want you to see
it. If you haven't seen it. So now it's one of those things, like if you didn't post the black square, you're like, oh, I knew you hated black people. Now it's like, I just haven't gotten around to see it. It's like, oh, are you selling kids? Do you work for Wayfair? I'm like, I'm just busy. I'll watch it, okay?
Dude, it was funny. I don't know if I think it was maybe the first show of the weekend, Joliet show. I was like, you, sir, where do you work? And he's like, Wayfair. I was like, oh, okay, Wayfair. And the crowd was like, ooh. I was like, wow. You should have gone
there. Don't do it. Don't.
I was like, this is how you know there's moms in the crowd, because half of them have read a Facebook post and fully believe you sell children inside of lamps. 50% of the people in here believe that.
So. I mean, if I had a nickel for every time, because we renovated houses, you know, if I had a nickel every time a kid popped out of a dresser and drawers, Katie's brother would be full. There it is.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, I mean,
that was pretty obvious. All right, y'all. Get your tickets to Hawaii and everywhere else. Love you guys. Love the Recties. We'll see you soon.
Down under, over under. We're coming.
All of it. Peace. Direct opinion.